The question was asked, we're taught, the Torah says, that Canaan was cursed. Arur Canaan, Eved Avadim Yelechav. And in our parsha, we see how Avraham Avinu refuses Eliezer from marrying, from allowing his daughter to marry Yitzchak, with the explanation, you are from Canaan, you are a descendant of the cursed nations. And it's very difficult because we have the Midrash that says that Eliezer actually went into the Garden of Eden alive. And as you pointed out, Avraham Avinu dies and he's buried in Marat HaMachpelah. And Eliezer goes in alive. So on the one hand, Eliezer sounds phenomenal. On the other hand, Avraham says, your daughter can't marry my son, you're cursed. But on the third end, when Avraham needs someone to bring a shidduch, he trusts Eliezer. Hey, you're trusting him? He walks into the Garden of Eden alive, yet he's cursed and you can't let your son marry his daughter? What's going on here? That's the question. Yes? Okay. So, yeah. Okay. That's a good question. Let me ask another question. You know, Jews like answering questions with questions.
Yeah, nice.
So, Avraham Avinu had a huge following, right? He had over 300 soldiers. Aside from that, he had a whole compound of people. Where'd they all go? Where are all those people? Avraham Avinu affected many people. He taught them that Hashem is one. People would come to his house, they'd make a blessing. Where are all those people? Avraham Avinu had many children. Zimran, Yikshan, Yishbak, Shuak, Midian. He had a lot of children. Where'd they all go? One of the things that we see in the Torah is that the continuation of Avraham would be focused through Yitzchak. And the continuation of Yitzchak would be focused through Yaakov. And it's only when Yaakov has the 12 tribes. And even after Reuven does something which Yaakov is very upset at, and Yosef does something that Yaakov is very upset at, and Yehuda does something, and Shimon does something, and Levi does something, and they're all part of the clan. When Yishmael is off, goodbye, he's not in. When Esav is off, goodbye, he's not in. But when Yaakov has 12 children, and Reuven does something wrong, and Shimon does something wrong, and Levi does something wrong, and Yehuda does something wrong, and Yosef does something wrong, but they're all a part of Klal Yisrael. And from that point onward, we have the evolvement of Klal Yisrael until the receiving of the Torah, and from the receiving of the Torah onward, we have a people. It's not just the family of Yaakov, it's not just Bnei Yisrael, the descendants of Yisrael, but it is rather the people of Israel, Am Yisrael. Am Bnei Yisrael. Okay? We become the Am of Bnei Yisrael. So, Eliezer, whenever you see something positive about him, it's Eliezer the individual. Avraham had a following. Avraham had students. And his best student was Eliezer. So Eliezer in his own right was able to break out of the curse. Eliezer in his own right goes into the Garden of Eden alive. But can Eliezer change the fact that he's a part of the continuation of Canaan? Not at that point in world history. It's only after we receive the Torah that we have the concept of giyur. And when a person becomes a ger, then we say there's nothing to do with his history, nothing to do, we say he's not even his father's son. Biologically, he's his father's son, but he doesn't have to worry about being a descendant of Canaan or anything else. He's a different world. He just converted. The Gemara says, "Akol ratzin lisa giyoret." Everyone runs to try and get the opportunity to marry a convert, the Gemara says. That's a Gemara. So, you have someone who's a clean slate and they're starting off life and their future is untainted. That's after we have Torah. Once there's Torah, there's a concept of Giyur. In the days of Avraham Avinu, Eliezer can become a wonderful human being and he could merit a lot for himself. And he does. And Eliezer himself does the maximum that Eliezer can do. So that's why Eliezer reaches a level where he walks into the Garden of Eden alive. In that sense, it seems he's more than Avraham Avinu, right? So he's amazing. But he isn't given the tool. He cannot do something that will affect his future. But the truth is, Avraham Avinu also had a Yishmael and another bunch of children who were not in. Yitzchak Avinu also had an Esav who was not in. Meaning, until you start with Yaakov and then Am Yisrael, you do not have a situation where you're in and your future generations are in. That only happens from Yaakov onward. And so Eliezer also, he gains all these merits for himself, and that's wonderful, but he can't do it for the future. Everyone has to earn their own right in the world. Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, now you have Bnei Yisrael. After the three patriarchs, from that point onward, everyone's in. You have to work really hard to get yourself kicked out. Almost impossible. A person converts, he's in. His children, his grandchildren, everyone's in. But that's the difference. Once you have the concept of giyur. In Avraham's time, it wasn't exactly giyur. It was, come learn, come be a better person, come be a monotheist. It's not yet giyur. Okay? Mm-hmm.